I certainly hope that it's clear that you know that God loves you and that you're kind of near. You're listening to your radio, or maybe you're tuned in to the website, or you're listening to your iPhone or some means of being able to listen to this morning program. You're tuned in to Mark and Friends, the Friday edition. Good morning, or for that matter, good afternoon, good evening, good overnight. I know because our programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org and accessible literally because of streaming audio all over the world. Whatever time zone you're in or what time of day it is, we're glad you're a part of this broadcast, and we welcome you to the Ministry of Great News Radio on this Friday, February 24th, the last Friday in February. Can you believe it? We're going to be into March, and springtime's a-coming. Many of you, maybe because of the weather, have been dealing with spring cleaning or at least entertaining the idea that it's time to start sorting out things in the garage or working on putting the rugs out and shaking them off or doing some other window cleaning and so forth. I know I've been doing a share of that myself here, but it's almost springtime and we've had a very easy winter for most of us. So thank you, God, for that. And I thank God that on this day, there's a special verse I'm going to open up the program with because I have a guest in the studio that I'll formally introduce you to in just a minute. But the setting is in the early stages of Jesus' life. He's basically a young boy and he's traveling down from Nazareth with his mom and dad, and I'll read from Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and there's a reason I've chosen this verse. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. With me in the studio is Robbie Gwynn. And Robbie, I don't know if you know why I chose that verse, but you were probably too young to know that your grandmother had that on all these things that she was knitting for you when you were born about, what are you, about 26? How old are
29.
You? 29. You're looking good for 29, but that was, I guess, a verse that before you were born or right as you were born, your grandmother said, this boy is going to grow in wisdom and in knowledge and love God. And in light of what you're doing now with FCA and your heart to serve kingdom purposes, it's like coming to fruition. But guess who told me about that verse of yours?
Mama, I love her.
Yes. I had a little conversation, in fact, before you got over here into the studio. I quickly called her up and I said, hey, I won't say give me the dirt on Robbie, but I said, tell me a couple little stories about Robbie so I can kind of surprise him. And she said, well, he played the tuba and he was really good at the Stars and Stripes. And she recounted a few different things you had done and said he's sung in a number of different musicals and he was a solo, has a really good voice. And I said, oh, I wonder why I haven't pulled him into the Singing Men of GNN yet. She said, you were an Eagle Scout. And that's why as soon as you got here, I took you through our little trail so you could connect with Eagle Scouts that have gone before you, or I guess gone after you,
yeah.
Broke your ankle in basketball. So I was getting the whole scoop on you. And then she said, but one of the favorite things is that your mom, Nancy Gwynn, said that her mom, your grandmother, had knitted or crocheted that Luke 2:52 on some things when you were just a child, and how pleased and proud your mom is, how you're serving the Lord through FCA and through the different things you've done. You're back to our area because you've taken on the new role as the director of Illini Land. It's a new way of pointing out that you oversee the East Central Illinois area of all the FCA groups that are around the area. Mm-hmm. You're married to Liz.
That's right. That's right. Liz and I met back at Champaign Central High School when we were 16. We were in a class together. She was dating someone, so I didn't have any pressure. But sure enough, we just started to see each other and started to date. You know, that's kind of a touchy subject within the Christian community, but God put us together, and praise God, we've been together since we were 16.
And I know as a result, you have Noah. Little shout out for Noah.
Yeah, Noah, you're doing awesome. Loves daddy's truck and playing outside. And now he's a big brother as of 10 days ago.
10 days ago. Stella, now new to the scene, a new radio listening family member.
Yeah, Stella. Love you, girl.
You're in our area, and we're going to talk a little about FCA. I know you have an upcoming banquet, but for those unfamiliar with FCA, what's that stand for, and what are your goals and hopes as you're their new director of what is being called Illini Land?
Yeah, The FCA is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We've been in existence since 1954, and currently around the country and world, there are about 900 staff. God just moved Liz and I back to the Champaign community from Northern Virginia last August. We were on staff there, and we're just really excited to be back in our home roots. I went to Edison Middle School, Champaign Central, U of I. Liz went to Missouri, so I'm still trying to forgive her for that. Mm-hmm. But the Illini land area is a 10-county area going from south of Kankakee all the way south of Charleston. Basically, to sum it up, we want to serve coaches and athletes and to encourage them, to equip them, to do biblical leadership development with them from the middle school level through the college level, to encourage them and challenge them to use the platform they're on, sports, for the kingdom of God.
And so many kids are kind of aspiring to be good in their, whether it's basketball or gymnastics or whatever their special interest is, and yet they're really teachable because these coaches can spend a lot of time with them, influence them, affect them, kind of direct them, and your heart, really, if you can lead these coaches to equip them with materials or fortify them in their own spiritual journey and pour into them, then they can pour into these kids and model Christ to them or give them sound biblical insights or a biblical worldview or point them to Jesus. And I know you can effectively do that through huddle. So tell us kind of the scope, because you work, yes, with coaches, you work with athletes, but there's so many people. You have parents involved. You have huddles. You have huddles in the grade schools and the high schools. You have huddles, you know, at the college level. So FCA is really influencing thousands of people throughout our area.
Yeah, I think Billy Graham probably said it best when he said, the average coach will probably influence more people in 1 year than the average person will influence in a lifetime. And so we really believe coaches are the influencers within our communities. I know when I was playing sports, I wanted to please them. I listened to them. I respected them for the most part. I didn't know their personal life, but coaches have the influence, and they influence their administration, the referees, the parents, the other teams. You know, they are the influencers. And I've seen it happen when a coach catches the vision that their ministry, their platform is their team and their school and their community. They can just do amazing things. God can work through them in huge, huge ways. So the ministry at large, to basically sum it up, God has given us more staff than we've ever had within the Fellowship of Christian Athletes community here. God has given us a staff out in the Danville community. He's full-time, and we have a board there of volunteers who's serving him and working with him. So he works in Vermilion County, Edgar County, and Iroquois County. His name is Daniel Chappell, and he's doing an awesome job. So he's on full-time staff, and they have a banquet coming up actually Monday night, March 12th. That's actually in Covington at the Beef House. So Daniel is a phenomenal part of the team. And then we have all new staff basically within the past few months. And so with more staff, we are able to influence more people and have a deep, sustainable ministry in the middle schools, high schools, and colleges. And we even actually try to serve kids at the age as young as third graders. We have a camp in Champaign, and it's called Day Camp. And it's unique from any other camp throughout the country. It is a free camp, and it's for third graders to eighth graders, and we have 11 different sports. Last year, we had over 600 campers, and then we had 100 volunteers from businesses, churches, youth pastors spoke. The college athletes came over, and they were coaches, and they were sharing their testimonies and speaking. So it is high energy. People from all over the area come to it. They travel several miles and many minutes to come to this camp. And so that is an awesome launching pad to see a deep, sustainable ministry in the middle schools that will obviously naturally feed into the high schools and even the colleges.
And I love that camp. We've promoted it many times, and you give away a Bible and a T-shirt. You feed the guys lunch. You have a lot of sponsors, and they get hands-on lessons from some of the athletes that are at the college level or the high school level, and these kids come out, and they bring their friends, their unchurched friends, and so sometimes this is the very first time they've heard about Jesus or seen the Holy Scriptures, getting their own Bible. So, and it's free, and because of great underwriters and sponsors. But how do you see, as you look at your past and coming to Christ, that God was equipping you for this very position? Like, you mentioned a little about a coach that you looked up to. Who helped woo you to that relationship, that you needed Jesus, that you were a sinner, that you were fallen, that you couldn't earn your way into heaven? Like, who was foundational in your own spiritual journey? And then some of those maybe foundational blocks along the way that, oh, you learned some life lessons through this individual. I know your mom and dad were godly parents, and we've appreciated them for so many years. Your father is now with the Lord, and he was actually the very first lawyer that Carrie and I contacted, and he helped lay the groundwork for our 501c3, our dissolution clause, all the things in 94, 95, when we were founding this radio ministry. Your dad was very foundational in helping us, and he was really cheap, which we really liked. He said, hey, you do all these changes, you type this up, you know, I won't charge you for this. And then your mom has continued to support this radio ministry for so many years. So, you know, a shout out to the Gwynn family. But how was God, besides like your folks, who really helped you come to terms with that you needed Jesus, and then those foundational blocks that kind of have you serving him, you and Liz, full time in this capacity?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a Christian home, so we went to church, and when I was in fifth grade, Barbara Tuck, she introduced me to Jesus, and she gave me the opportunity to make that choice, to make that step of faith, to believe in him, to believe in his perfect life, his death on the cross, his resurrection, and that he's coming back, and that he wanted me to start this journey with him. When I came out of the church youth group that day, my mom asked me how youth group was, and I said, it was great. I'm a Christian. And it was at that time that I knew I had the Holy Spirit. Like I don't think I've ever heard or sensed anything like that since. I just knew that there was something deep down within me that was different. But I didn't really grow a whole lot through middle school. But in high school, I was involved in band and in sports and Boy Scouts and trying to get a girlfriend. And, and I was involved with Liz's youth group in high school. And she really was a spiritual mentor to me, especially my junior year when Dad was diagnosed with cancer. And so that's when she became my best friend. And we didn't know all the ins and outs of what it really looked like to have a relationship that honored God in the high school ages. But God was good, and he is sovereign, and he's just been the central focus of our relationship. And we just give him all of the glory. And something that I heard recently is that I really want to emphasize in my family and my walk is that, you know, the Holy Spirit should be the most important person in our family. And so I'm really excited to see what God's going to do through us, because Liz is also on staff. And so I didn't really think we would be on staff the first few years that I was on staff in Northern Virginia. And God just made it very clear last year that she was supposed to be on full-time staff as well. So to work with my best friend, my soulmate, is just awesome.
Yeah, and I think while you were in that Washington, D.C. area, didn't Liz get her master's, I believe?
Yeah, she got her MBA at George Washington University, and so she had that experience, and she worked at a couple of companies doing marketing and advertising, and so it was a great experience for us to be over there and just kind of be away from the familiar. And God gave us an identity, and we were able to get through some of the kinks and just kind of learn what is it like to be married in a place that we were very unfamiliar with.
But what a small world. It's interesting, when you got into the studio, we were talking about books we're reading and other things, and I was telling you about the circle maker, Mark Batterson, and you say, hey, he's that pastor in the Washington, D.C. area. And I said, yeah, I interviewed him just this past week. Jason Schiffo and I had him on for a couple days, and you go, oh, I know the church. I've had coffee at Ebenezer's, and I'm like, what a small world. And so we kind of connected. Here we interviewed someone a few weeks ago. I thought it was a very powerful, transformational story, and the importance of praying circles around your biggest dreams and greatest fears. And Mark Batterson, just throughout the interview, was very warm and insightful. And it was, I think, one of the better interviews we've had. And you say, oh, yes, I've gone and attended there, Liz and I, and we've had coffee and dinner out there. And we're very familiar with that area. But it seems like this past year, God has said, I'm going to bring you to this area. So I want you to share a little more about FCA and how people can get involved with the banquet and get involved, whether it's maybe it's being a part of a huddle and volunteering, or maybe getting their youth involved, whether it's a camp or a high schooler getting into a huddle or however they can get involved. But you mentioned about your dad, and I just ask this because I know you're maturing and growing in your faith, but did that turn your faith upside down? It's like, Lord, he's a a good dad. He's providing. He's cared for me and my brother. And yet cancer, this isn't fair. This isn't right. Where are you? Did you have that sense that God had abandoned you or he wasn't answering prayers? Or how did that mature your faith or challenge you to grow? Or is that still even something that you wrestle with? How can a good God allow these terrible things to happen? Because I know you were close with your dad.
Yeah, definitely. So my dad passed on to be with the Lord when I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And he was diagnosed with cancer about 11 months prior. God used that time through for me to really draw closer to him. I started to read the Bible daily. I really wanted to get something out of going to church. Mm-hmm. I would go to Liz's house and try to do homework, and we would pray together, we would read together, we would cry together. And thankfully, I had people that God put around me to encourage me to follow Jesus with my whole heart, mm-hmm. and to seek him as much as I humanly could. And so seeing my dad pass on to be with the Lord, definitely there was a period of time, a few months or so, where it was very tough. I was frustrated because I really knew that so many people were praying for him all over mm-hmm. the country. I just knew that God was going to heal him. I learned tons of things, and a couple of things were, one, he wanted to heal my relationship with him. Mm-hmm. So God wanted me to have a more intimate, a more genuine, a more daily walk with him, and God definitely did that. And I realized that God did heal Dad. You know, like the things we see on this earth are temporary. There's going to be pain. There's going to be tough times. You know, the most perfect person, Jesus Christ, he was nailed to a cross. Then he created the wood that he hung on. He created the nails that were driven in his body. And so of all people who deserved like a just or the only person who was perfect, he had an unjust death. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he laid his life down for us. So God taught me tons of things. And one of the things that he taught me, too, is that you're never too young to influence someone spiritually. So whether you are 8 years old or whether you are a 70-year-old coach who's doing it to influence lives, it doesn't really matter what your chronological age is. You know, your spiritual age is what matters the most. There was a kid at one of our camps, and she was 8 years old, and she came to know Christ. And then we heard this the following year, is that after a couple months, she actually led her father to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so to see an 8-year-old who came to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp, she influenced her father. And so to see an 8-year-old who led her father to the Lord, I mean, who knows the lives and the generations that can touch. So it's just really exciting to be part of a ministry that touches kids, high school, grade school, middle school, and college through the platform of sports.
In case you just tuned in, I have Robbie Gwynn in the studio with me. He's the director of Illini Land, which covers about 10 counties throughout our area, basically East Central Illinois, and FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, building into coaches and their players and all the people that they can influence, whether it's at school or in the huddles in people's homes, and lots of volunteers. And they have an upcoming banquet coming Tuesday, March 13th, and also Monday, March 12th, that's in the Danville area, and we have a lot of listeners in and around Danville and in around Indiana, East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. That's going to be at the Beef House. The one in Champaign-Urbana will be at the Holiday Inn in Urbana. So give us a phone number and maybe a website if people need more information to register or they want to get involved or they want to know more about these camps that are coming up in the spring, summertime, or they want to know more about a huddle maybe for their kids. So a phone number and a web address if you have one.
Yes. The phone number is 217-480-7903. That's 217-480-7903. And once again, we are fully staffed. We are really excited to build relationships. So whether you are a senior pastor, or someone within the marketplace, and you are just curious about what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is within your community, we would love for you to come to our banquet. There is no cost to come, but it is a fundraiser. God has given us more staff than ever. We have Jason Epperson, who is the Illini chaplain for the basketball and football. We have Sarah Arnold, who is on full-time staff. She oversees the Champaign community, Muhammad, Monticello, Fisher, and then Justin Neely, who is part-time, and we're trying to raise the money for him to be full-time. He oversees the area from Tuscola, Tolono, Urbana, St. Joe, and Rantoul. And so we have more staff than ever, and we want to see a deep ministry and relationships built between the church bodies and the schools, because believe it or not, actually a lot of the schools are pretty open to having ministries within the local schools. And we're just excited to walk through those open doors and to equip kids and coaches to live out their faith. And our website for more information is IlliniLandFCA.org. That's IlliniLandFCA.org.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for being available today on this Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, it's a great organization. You've heard us talk about them for many years. Tim Johnson has been a close friend, and he was very instrumental in the foundational building blocks, I guess, if you will, for the East Central Illinois area. And then he's gone on to be, I think, area director and very involved with FCA and doing Big Ten wrestling and color commentary for ESPN. The guy is more busy than anyone I know. We appreciate you, Robbie, and how God has called you and Liz to our area to equip these coaches, these students, with a God-honoring message, pointing them towards Jesus and providing those huddles and that biblical worldview and building character and discipline and helping them be proficient in their sport, not just so that they can be really talented, but they can build that character and point towards God, that their athletic ability comes from Him. So thanks for being available today. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. And if you missed a part of today's broadcast, you can pick it up at our archive programs page at greatnewsradio.org. Let me also mention at our website, we've posted a picture of Robbie Gwynn so that now that you've heard his voice, you can attach a picture to the director of Illini Land. That's at greatnewsradio.org. Also, be sure to make a point of it to tune in to Mark and Friends on Monday and Tuesday. Special guest will be author, counselor, speaker, and personal coach Michelle Holloman. Will talk about her book, God Unwrapped. God is love, but not the kind of love you are used to. I trust you'll be encouraged and blessed and challenged and fortified in your faith, and you'll recognize anew, or for the first time, that God truly loves you, cares about you, and has plans and purposes for your life. So put it on your calendar and make sure you tune in to Mark and Friends on Monday and Tuesday. That's at 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing, Central Time, for a special interview with Michelle Holloman on her new book, God Unwrapped. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you again at the same time, Monday through Friday, this next week. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.